안녕하십니까? 2022학년도 6월 고등학교 2학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2022학년도 6월 고등학교 2학년 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 학교 번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Lakeside High School students. This is your principal. As you know, Mrs. Smith retired a few weeks ago. So, we were without a music teacher for the past few weeks. But today, I'm happy to announce that Cindy White joined our school as the new music teacher. Ms. White is a passionate teacher and a talented violinist in the local orchestra. She worked at Wellington High School for 3 years. There, she organized a school band and led many successful performances. We're excited to have such an enthusiastic music teacher in our school. Please give her a warm welcome when you see her.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jake, you look so nervous today.
That's because I have a big test this afternoon.
Oh, you must be concerned. Have you studied a lot?
Sure. But the problem is, I usually get so nervous that I make stupid mistakes on tests.
Then why don't you try eating chocolate before the test?
Chocolate? Do you think that will help?
Yes, eating chocolate will relieve your anxiety.
Really? I always thought that chocolate was just a kind of dessert or snack.
Actually, chocolate was originally used as a medicine. It can lower levels of anxiety-related hormones.
But I heard that chocolate can increase one's heart rate.
If you eat too much, that's true. But a proper amount of chocolate helps you feel calmer.
Sounds interesting. Thanks for the tip.
3번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Ms. Miller, it's been such a long time since we last met. How have you been?
Good. I went abroad on a business trip for 3 months.
You must have been very busy. What brings you here today?
I want to make a change to refresh my look.
What were you thinking of?
I want to get my hair colored and cut.
Unfortunately, your hair's condition doesn't look good. Why don't you change your hair color next time?
Fine. Then I'll get a haircut today and visit you again to get my hair colored.
Okay. What style of cut do you want?
I don't want it too short.
Don't worry. I'll take care of it. Rebecca, look at this picture.
Sure. What is it?
This is the garage in my new house. I finally have one.
Great. It was your dream to have your own garage, right?
Right. Look at this tool board on the wall. It's very convenient for hanging tools.
Good. And you put a table below the board.
Yes, I use it for repairing broken things. Can you see the skateboard in the box? I changed its wheels all by myself.
Awesome. But isn't it boring to work alone?
Yes. That's why I put a big speaker in the corner to listen to music.
Cool. Is that your new bicycle near the door?
Yes. Now I can safely store it inside the garage.
That's good. You were always worried about your bicycle when it rained. Congratulations!
5번 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Billy, I'm so excited about our first trip to Jeju Island next week.
Indeed, honey. We've been waiting so long for it.
Yeah, I checked the weather forecast and it says it will be nice.
Good. Is there anything we're forgetting to do before going?
Oh, I forgot to make a reservation for a rental car.
Don't worry. I've already made one at a reasonable price.
What a relief. How about our plan to change our room from a city view to an ocean view?
I've already called the hotel and changed it to have an ocean view.
Great. I heard that the Jeju Tourism Organization is having a special event. They provide discount coupons to fancy restaurants.
Really? How can we get some?
We can download them from their website.
Okay, I'll do that right away.
6번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Sky Cable Car. How may I help you?
Hi, I want to buy tickets. I see two types of cable cars. What's the difference between the regular and the crystal cable car?
The crystal cable car has a glass floor, so you can see below you.
That must be thrilling. How much is it for an adult?
An adult ticket is $20.
Is that round trip?
No, this is a one-way ticket. You need to pay an additional $5 each for round trip tickets.
Then I'll buy round trip tickets for two adults.
So round-trip crystal cable car tickets for two adults, right?
Yes. And I have a discount coupon for local residents. Can I use it?
Let me take a look. Yes. You can get a $5 discount off the total.
Very good. Here's my credit card. Hi, Jason. I like your t-shirt.
Thanks. I bought it for just $3 at the flea market.
What a bargain! I want to buy a t-shirt like yours, too.
Then how about going to the flea market together? It'll be held this Saturday.
This Saturday? I'd love to, but I can't.
Oh, I know you work at Tom's Bakery. Do you work on Saturdays?
No, I only work on weekdays.
I see. Then is it because of the medical checkup you reserved last week?
I did make an appointment, but I changed the date to next Friday.
So then what's your plan for Saturday?
Actually, it's my uncle's wedding that day. I promised to play the piano for him at the ceremony.
Great. Maybe some other time then. What are you looking at, Haley?
I'm browsing our local community website to check out this month's events. It says the Brandtown Community Picnic is coming up.
Sounds interesting. It could be a good chance to meet our neighbors and talk with them. When is it?
It's on June 18th. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Would you like to go with me?
Why not? I don't have any plans for that day.
Great. Guess where it will be held? We've been there several times.
Is it going to be in Brandtown Park?
That's right.
I like that place. Let me see. It says they will hand out a tumbler as a gift to all of the participants.
Terrific. How do we sign up?
We just need to call the community center by this Friday.
Then let's do it right now. Good morning, everyone. I'm Olivia Benson, the president of Golden Star Observatory. We'll be hosting Space Science Camp for teenagers this summer vacation. It's a 3-day camp which goes from August 21st to August 23rd. Our programs will help you learn more about space. A former astronaut, Dr. Michael Russell, will give a special lecture about space travel. Participants will even have a chance to look at stars through our telescopes. If you want to join this camp, you should sign up at our website. The reservation page will open 2 weeks before the camp. The participation fee is $50 per person. We hope to see you then. Thank you.
10번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 구매할 식기 세척기를 고르시오.
Tom, We have so many dishes to wash after every meal.
You're right. Let's buy a dishwasher from this online mall.
Well, what's our budget for that?
We can't spend more than $800. We've already spent too much this month.
I agree. Well, dishwashers get dirty easily, so white is not a good choice for the color.
Right. Plus, silver or black would match our kitchen cabinets.
Okay. Which would you prefer, a portable or a built-in type?
I'd prefer a built-in. We would have more space with a built-in.
Besides, it would look more stylish.
Good point. Then there are two options left. Which one would be better?
Definitely this one. When it comes to warranty periods, the longer the better.
Perfect. Then let's order this one.
(11번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Emily, the plants you gave me are dying.
When taking care of plants, giving them enough sunlight and water is very important.
I think there's enough sunlight, but how often should I water the plants?
(12번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Richard, have you chosen a place for Mom's birthday party? It's already next week.
I've been trying to make a reservation at Palace Bistro, but the restaurant never answers my calls.
Haven't you heard? It's closed for repairs until next month.
13번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sarah, where did you get those bananas?
I just took them out of the parcel box in front of the door.
What box? I haven't ordered anything recently.
Really? I thought you ordered them, so I ate some.
Let's check the address on the box.
Oh no, the package was misdelivered. This is not our address.
The bananas were supposed to be delivered to our next-door neighbor, Mr. Jones.
What should I do?
I think it would be good to explain to him why you took them. And we should buy him some new bananas.
Okay, I'll tell him what happened right away.
Wait! It's too late. Mr. Jones usually goes to bed really early. So I don't think it's a good idea to wake him up now.
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Tim. Nice to see you.
Hi, Christine. You look like you're in good shape. Are you working out these days?
Yes. I go to the gym every morning and take a swimming class some evenings.
I want to learn how to swim, but I haven't had a chance to take lessons.
How about signing up for the swimming course I'm taking?
Good idea. Where are you taking it?
At the community center near our apartment. The fee is quite reasonable, and the swimming instructors are kind.
That sounds like a perfect place to start.
If we work out together, I'm sure we'll have a great time.
Me too. So, how can I register?
You can register online starting this afternoon. But the swimming classes are popular, so sign up soon. Amy and Jerry are close neighbors. They live next to each other, and their children go to the same kindergarten. One day, when Amy is about to leave work, she's given some tasks that must be done immediately. Amy looks at her watch and finds that there's only 1 hour left before the kindergarten classes end. She realizes that no matter how fast she finishes the work, she will never be able to get to her son in time. Amy needs someone to help her and thinks of Jerry. So she wants to ask Jerry to bring her son back home from kindergarten. In this situation, what would Amy most likely say to Jerry?
Hello, students. Last time, we talked about the problem of wasting materials. Today, we're going to discuss how used materials are recycled and turned into new products. Used paper is usually cut down into small pieces and sent into a machine to remove any ink or glue on it. Then it can be used for making things such as toilet paper and paper bags. Metals like steel and iron are also valuable as recyclable materials. They are melted down and easily transformed into car parts, frames, foils, and other things. Glass is another special material that can be recycled endlessly. Like metals, glass is also melted down after being crushed, and then it is made into new bottles and jars. Plastics are complicated to recycle because there are so many types. After sorting and melting the plastics, they can be turned into new products like bottles and toys through a special process. Now, let's take a look at some video clips, and then we'll discuss them in detail.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, students. Last time, we talked about the problem of wasting materials. Today, we're going to discuss how used materials are recycled and turned into new products. Used paper is usually cut down into small pieces and sent into a machine to remove any ink or glue on it. Then it can be used for making things such as toilet paper and paper bags. Metals like steel and iron are also valuable as recyclable materials. They are melted down and easily transformed into car parts, frames, foils, and other things. Glass is another special material that can be recycled endlessly. Like metals, glass is also melted down after being crushed, and then it is made into new bottles and jars. Plastics are complicated to recycle because there are so many types. After sorting and melting the plastics, they can be turned into new products like bottles and toys through a special process. Now, let's take a look at some video clips, and then we'll discuss them in detail.
16번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 소재가 아닌 것은? (이제) 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.